Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
If you want to end real estate taxation in Ohio, make sure you are in Bel Air today from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 3200 Guernsey at the corner of 32nd Street and Guernsey. It's the building that looks like the Parthenon. It's the Bel Air Parthenon. The Parthenon of Bel Air. Because you got all these columns that are Corinthian and Doric and kind of ironic in any event. Look for a building that looks like the Parthenon at the corner of 32nd Street. Guernsey and 32nd Street, right there on the corner. Go there from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Sign the petition so we can put this thing on the ballot to eliminate real estate taxation in Ohio. You also can do this in Jefferson County. Go to the Fort Steuben Mall, the Walmart entrance. As soon as you go in, look to your right where the Radio Shack used to be, and now it's the radio stations. You go there until 5 o'clock today, and again, sign the petition, and we can make a difference. So all of that today. We're 100% behind all of this. Also, I've got a very special thing for you. Now, it's the first time this has ever happened on Big Willie 105.5, and that is Johnny O. Johnny O is our morning talent on WAP 100.5 FM, top-rated show, top-rated guy, top-rated everything, and house party and all that kind of stuff. So he did this interview with Neil McCoy. And normally I don't pay attention to any of that stuff because he's always jagging me. But I got a million listeners and you don't have a million listeners. And we can talk about pizza at convenience stores, which is the best one. And I'm going, oh, God, shut up. And he said, oh, by the way, I did an interview with Neil McCoy. So my ears perked up because I'm Big Willie, 105.5, Neil McCoy, my God. He played it for me. And it pains me to say this. It really pains me to say this. But Johnny O did a really good job. I mean, a really good job. This is a great interview. And so I asked him, well, can we share this with our listeners on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network? And he said, well, yeah. So I've got a special interview here for you, which I think is exceptional. Neil McCoy, who's coming Saturday evening at the Capitol Theater, Drusky Entertainment, and he really hit this out of the park. He really did. So, enjoy.
WAP FM.
Where's Johnny O at?
Johnny O's right here. Who is this?
This is Neil McCoy. Good morning to you, buddy.
No way. Neil McCoy.
Right? No way. Yes way.
Yes way. How are you, my friend?
Buddy, I never felt better than had less. I'm good.
That's good. Well, you know what? I got to tell you one thing. I've never talked to you before, Neil, but you are one hell of a performer, my friend. You get everybody involved. You know, I don't care if it's country showdown or a rock showdown. You get everybody involved. How do you do it?
Man, you know, we go out there with that attitude. When I go out there, I go out there to entertain every person there, no matter how big or small the place is. I try to make sure that person in the very back knows that we know they're there. We see you, we hear you, and just come get involved. And so I appreciate you saying that when you tell everybody, I get everybody involved, because that's what we try to do. We want everybody to feel special.
Brother, I was on the stage with you at the old Washington Music Fest, and we were broadcasting the show. And I'm telling you what, you go out there and you do a 2-hour show and you do songs that is, you know, not in the Neil McCoy catalog, and everybody is singing along and partying. It's one big giant party.
I appreciate it. I'm tired of doing all them Neil McCoy songs. I got to get somebody else sometime.
Oh, yeah, you know what? And speaking of that, Neil McCoy, because I've been playing you for a long time on the radio. I've been doing this for over 40 years, my friend. So I've been playing a lot
of... I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And I'm telling you what, Neil McCoy got started back in the 90s, and we loved you, and we still love you today. Longest running man at Jambo back in the day.
Yes, sir. 22 years in a row before they closed it down.
Man, that is just crazy. You know, and I remember you climbing the scaffolding and walking around up there. Boy, I'll tell you what, you couldn't pay me $1 million to do that.
Well, looking back, you couldn't pay me $1 million to go do it again. Especially as you get older, you know, you don't feel like your balance is as good. And all it takes is one little balance mishap up there. And so now I don't climb anything anymore, although I can still climb. I just can't walk around up there.
There you go, my friend. And you are one with our veterans and local. I remember you had boy on from Shadyside, and, you know, the boy that had cancer problems.
Spencer.
Yes,
sir. You dang right.
And
yes, sir.
Just a showman, man. So, Neil, outside of music, what does Neil McCoy like to do?
Well, I'm just taking a dog back from the vet home. So it's not what Neil McCoy likes to do sometimes. It's what Neil McCoy needs to do. But you know what? I don't golf. I used to golf more than I do now, but I try not to golf it because I'm an ADD kind of guy. And on the golf course, you got to be quiet and still go along. And I just go, oh, my gosh. If I stay 4 or 5 hours here, I think, you know what? I could have done this, could have done that. That's just 4 or 5 hours down the drain. So I'm a workaholic. I got me a little old 90-acre ranch out here. Got a few horses and cows in Longview, Texas. So I try to tend to them jokers every once in a while.
Well, there you go, my friend. And that's the way to have it, brother. Sometimes you got to step back away from the music scene for a little bit. Family time, family and friends.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been, like
yes,
I said,
sir.
Been doing this
right.
for over 40 years. And sometimes you got to walk away from the radio station and say, you know what? The radio is turned off today. So, well, you're
that's
coming.
Exactly right. I do that, too.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, then we're in the same boat, my friend.
Yes,
so, big show coming at the Capitol Theater. It's happening October 11th. Tell us what we're going to – I know I like to give people surprises, but I know we're going to see the true Neil McCoy on stage. Tell us about the show.
Yes, sir. Well, I would like to give you what we're going to do, but if you've seen it, you probably know or you may not know. I don't have a set list. I got a really good band that I can turn around to. I get done with one song, I turn around and holler what we're going to do next. And that allows me, so if it looks like we're having fun,
right?
Because we are having fun, because no one knows what the next song is going to be till I holler it out.
There you go, my friend. It's not what you play, it's how you play it, you know?
Always. Yes, sir. I agree. Yes, sir.
All right. So what's on the horizon for Neil McCoy in the future, man? More records or more concerts? I mean...
Well, we always got a bunch of concerts coming because that's what I love to do. I love to be on stage and in front of people, and I tell people all the time, I said, we try to bring joy to you when we're out here, and when you act right and clap and stuff, you give joy back to us, and the whole night is just a huge success and makes people go home and us go to bed on the bus feeling a little better about ourselves.
All right, there you go. Neil McCoy Show is happening October 11th, 7:30 show. One of the infamous people for the Ohio Valley here, Jamboree. How many times, Neil, were you at Jambo?
The last 22 years that was in existence before they shut it down.
Yeah.
22 years in a row.
Well, we own the property out there now, my friend. You never know what's going to happen in the horizon. Yes, our company here, River Network, owns the Jambo site. So, you know, if you ever come back in town and you want to walk out on that stage, we'll get you out there, okay?
You know, I may do that. I may take you up on that because I've got some great memories there.
It is, brother. That is a memory. I'm telling you what, a lot of babies were made out there.
I don't doubt some of them may be named Neil.
That's right. You never know, my friend. You never know. I'm telling you.
That's right.
So, all right. So, Capitol Theater tickets are on sale now. This is your, it was the Old Washington Music Fest, and then you were at the... Then you were at the, I think this is your second time around here coming around the Valley this year. So this is great for the people who didn't get to go to Old Washington. Come on out and see Neil live on the stage at the Capitol Music Hall. And that is one of the sacred stages there, my friend. Boy, there's been a lot of country feet on that stage.
There sure has been. I started playing there when I was opening for Charlie Pride in the 80s. So I know I've been going there a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know what?
But, you know, because we've got so many Jambo fans around there. And,
right.
And they... And a lot of them are fans of ours. Gives them an opportunity to come see us. Hopefully, if they need their nail fixed, I hope they'll come see us and remember how much they enjoyed being with us.
That's right. And, boy, you were a big guy. So was Charlie Pride a big influence on you?
Yes, sir. He's the one who got me started. I won a contest in 1981.
Uh-huh.
Just a club's contest in Dallas, Texas. Through that contest, had the opportunity to meet Charlie. He took me under his wing and let me say, his booking management agency handled me for about 9 or 10 years. And I got to travel all over the world opening for Charlie Pride.
That is awesome, my friend. My mom loved Charlie Pride. I can remember every Sunday she'd be rearranging the furniture in the house. She'd have the Charlie Pride Live in Concert album on. And, Neil, I remember one part from the country album, the live album, there was a woman in the audience, and she stood up and she says, "You sure don't look the way you sound."
No, I know that story, and Charlie tells that a lot, and that was exactly right. You know, they didn't, of course, Charlie being the first black guy in country music to be successful.
Right.
A lot of people sure enjoyed him, and I know he would tell the story just about every night of going to the Grand Ole Opry for the first time and walking out and just seeing people in shock.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, I heard that when I was a little kid. My mom would play that album over and over, the Charlie Pride concert, and I'd hear
That's
that on
one.
There. And I loved him, Kissing Angel, Good Morning, and all those good hits, man. You know, I loved his version of Kalijah back in the day, dude. Kalijah was one of my all-time favorites. You guys do that one. You guys cover that, don't you?
Yeah, we do sometime. I can't tell you that we will.
Okay.
When we come there, but you never, because I don't have any idea what we'll do, but we may do it.
That's right. Well, he's got the secret sauce, boys and girls, so, you know, he'll be ready to go when he's at the Capitol Theater, October 11th. Neil McCoy, tickets are still available. And, Neil, we love you, man, for everything you do, brother. And any advice for upcoming country artists? That we have a lot of local country here, people, folks. And any advice for them up and coming in the world, what they need to do?
Well, just be ready, because it's a tough climb. It's a tough climb, and sometimes you'll only get up one rung on the ladder. You may get two. You may make them all.
Right.
But it's a tough business, and I always tell the young people, I said, set your realistic goal by a realistic time or age for you, and if you haven't gotten there, then you may think, just go ahead and try and do it for a hobby and not so much for a living.
There you go, my friend. You know what? You said the magic word in there, be real.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
You got to
be real. A lot of people, I'm not such a, they'll say, well, how long did it take you? And I say, well, I didn't have my first hit till I was 35. So never mind. Don't go by what I did.
There you go. All right. Favorite venue to perform in? What would you say?
Well, it was Jamboree was certainly one of them, just because of just the massive numbers and the people that fell in love with us, just like we did for those two decades with them.
Well, there you go. Mr. Neil McCoy, Capitol Theater, downtown Wheeling, October 11th, 7:30 show. A true showman here, folks. It's going to be a great time at the Capitol, and you will have the place rocking. He'll do everything from uptown funk to, who knows?
Exactly.
He's going to pull out of the magic bag, you know? I mean,
you're exactly right. Okay, hang on. I knew Big Willie had I'm writing it down so I don't screw it up. 105.5.
Yeah, you met Big Willie out there, the guy that does our some of our voice stuff out there at the old Washington Music Fest. Rich.
Oh, yes, sir.
Rick, he goes by Big Willie. He was the guy that did the announcements on the stage, so that was him. So,
hey, everybody, this is Neil McCoy, and you're listening to my buddy Big Willie, Ohio Valley's best country right here on 105.5.
Wasn't that great? Wasn't that great? Johnny O! Doing interviews. Hey, you did a good job with that. Good job. Whoops. Ah! Knocked everything down. Oh, the crown. I knocked the crown. Ah, jeez. Now I knocked down my state-of-the-art system here. Hold on a second. I screwed everything. Jeez. And how's your morning going for you? All right. I'll work on this in just a bit. Yeah, Neil McCoy. And thank Johnny O again, Womp FM, for that wonderful interview. My God, that was just great. It was funny. It was entertaining. Lots of local references. It was absolutely fantastic. Great interview. So I just thought you'd want to hear it, especially on Big Willie 105.5. Don't forget, you can make a difference when it comes to not only the state of Ohio, but really the entire nation, just by going down to Bel Air today from 10 in the morning until 6 at night on 3200 Guernsey at the intersection of Guernsey and 32nd Street. Look for the building that looks like the Greek Parthenon. It's the Parthenon of Bel Air. Look for the big columns, and you go in there and you sign the petition so that we can get this thing on the ballot in Ohio, saying that we want to end real estate taxation in Ohio. We want to change the state constitution to get rid of real estate taxation. And you can also do this, sign the petition, by the way, another petition in Jefferson County. It's the Fort Steuben Mall. You go in there, the Walmart side. As soon as you go in, you look to the right where Radio Shack used to be, and now it's our radio stations. And you can go in there until 5 o'clock today and sign that petition. And you can make a difference not only in the state of Ohio, but really the nation, because Ohio could very easily become the first state in the nation that eliminates real estate property taxation. And your signature today, either in Bel Air or in Jefferson County at the Fort Steuben Mall, can make that difference to put this thing on the ballot. Because when we get this thing on the ballot, it's gonna pass. There's no question in my mind about that. So make sure you do that. 3200 Guernsey, Bel Air, the Parthenon.